Oil and gas has become an increasingly important part of Wyoming's economy as coal production continues to fall. And as a state with over half of its drilling on federal land, many are anxious to hear what the Biden administration will do. During his campaign, he pledged to ban new oil and gas permitting on public lands and waters. Wyoming Public Radio's Cooper McKim reports on how some are preparing.
A legislative committee is discussing the last stages of approval for a major oil and gas project in Converse County. The U.S. Interior Department just has to sign the record of decision, which committee members like Senator Brian Boner are anxious to finish, even speed up.
Especially with everything that we're faced with the potential new administration slowing down permitting for oil and gas, I think it's good to have the, at least the opportunity or the potential of having an expedited process.
The Converse County Oil and Gas Project would allow 5,000 new oil and natural gas wells to be drilled across roughly 1.5 million acres over 10 years. This process has been in the works officially since 2014. State and local leaders want a signature before Biden's inauguration date on January 20th. If that doesn't happen, though, attorneys involved fear a delay in potential drilling by years, which, among other things, would be disastrous for the state's revenue. Chief Energy Advisor for the Governor, Randall Luthi, spoke to that.
Because as we all know, elections do have consequences, and we need this in place. We need it as clear as possible.
The pressure to sign a major oil and gas project is just one impact of an election with huge implications. Energy producers are permitting more land to drill. Businesses are considering diversification. Environmentalists are gearing up for a fight, and the state, alongside oil and gas advocates, are doing the same. It's possible that the Biden administration won't do anything, given this ban was left off the latest priority list. But Senator Boner says it's not worth the risk.
It's going to be of utmost importance, I think, to everybody in the state that we have a clear-eyed understanding of potential effects of these policies, which at this point are a campaign promise.
If it goes the other way, it could be disastrous. University of Wyoming economics professor and report author Tim Considine told the committee it's dire.
It blows a big hole in the Wyoming budget. You know, it's going to make a bad situation even worse.
His preliminary report considers a leasing moratorium versus an outright drilling ban. Over 20 years, it predicts an average of 26,000 jobs and $24 billion, yes, billion lost in oil and gas revenue. In case the Biden administration does try to create restrictions, litigation is certainly a possibility, according to Pete Obermueller, president of the Petroleum Association of Wyoming. Like the state, he's mainly gathering knowledge at this point, though.
We'll make sure that we're fully up to speed on what our options are on all these things in order to protect Wyoming's industry.
While Obermueller is worried, many operators in Wyoming seem at least outwardly neutral. Some say they just don't believe it'll happen. One thought, because it would be too devastating to Wyoming. CEO Vicky Holub of Occidental Petroleum, which recently bought Anadarko Petroleum, said in a recent quarterly earnings call,
I believe that there's going to be other things that are much more urgent for soon-to-be President Biden to take on.
Chief Operating Officer Billy Helms of EOG Resources, a leading Wyoming producer, said on a recent conference call they have plenty of federal permits to last a while.
And then beyond that, we'll work with the administration on whatever regulation and permitting restrictions are out there to see how we access our land.
With that in mind, Obermueller says it's just hard to know right now what the impacts will be, given there just aren't any specific policy recommendations.
I'm a bit of a pessimist about these things, and so it's possible that it wouldn't be as bad for us as what I fear.
His worry, though, is certainly reflected in some numbers. There's a surge in applications for permits to drill on federal land prior to the election starting in September, which Obermueller and others say could be an effort to get out ahead of any possible restrictions. While some are preparing for defense, environmentalists active in Wyoming are preparing to go on the offense. Kate Hudson with the Waterkeeper Alliance is already thinking about new actions.
This coalition of organizations see finally a light at the end of the tunnel, an opportunity for the new administration to stop the bleeding, to stop the leasing of any more public lands.
Like usual, they're pushing back against the federal lease sale in Wyoming. But this time, the coalition is calling it a last gasp effort. that each ounce of pollution lends urgency to Biden's plan to end fossil fuel leasing.
We need to start reversing this, or we're going to run out of time in terms of the climate impacts that we're looking at.
The Petroleum Association's Obermueller and other political leaders dismissed the idea that ending federal leasing would limit climate impacts. With the new administration, Hudson says her coalition is preparing to push for changes they want, like a day one executive order ending new lease sales and reversing executive orders intended to expand oil and gas leasing on public lands. So everyone in and around Wyoming has their wish list and their dread list ahead of Inauguration Day. For now, what will actually happen is anyone's guess. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Cooper McKim.